Seeing that now the government is trying to sell us toddler COVID vaccines. Birth to 6 months or something like that. I mean, it's incredible. Dr. Marty McCarry, this is cut two, by the way, Jim. Dr. Marty McCarry is the Fox News medical expert. And he says doctors, from his investigation, doctors are being muzzled by the government when it comes to toddler COVID vaccines. This is cut number two. This is Marty McCarry, the doctor for Fox. Here it is.
Now, doctors everywhere in the world, even in the government, should always be free to speak up about their public health concerns. That is a sacred right that we have to guard. But right now, in the government, recently, and this is a trend in the last year, doctors are muzzled. I've talked to many doctors for this piece at NIH and CDC who are extremely frustrated. They're smart people. They know that a vaccine efficacy of 4% doesn't warrant an authorization. They also know that there's no health emergency right now among kids 6 months of age. So I learned a lot. They know the underlying data. They know it's inappropriate. They're not allowed to speak to anyone. If a reporter calls, the communications office has to approve the conversation. And if they want to ask the scientist whether or not they want to do this, they'll say, tell us what you're going to tell the reporter, and then we'll decide whether or not to approve it. At the CDC, a bunch of scientists actually said, look, we recognize the insanity of mass testing, trying to chase down every case of the virus in the United States. It's ubiquitous now. It's not contained. So they came up with a plan to use sampling data like we do with influenza every year and to get better numbers from the hospital of those truly in there for COVID, not just everybody with incidental COVID tests. And that plan was proposed and it was rejected, and they say it was rejected by the White House. And over in the different agencies, I heard from smart people who were just extremely frustrated that not only are they bypassing the normal scientific process, but you really can't say anything, because if they do, they know that their jobs are at risk and they'll be treated very differently. One person even said, there's no transparency as to how Dr. Fauci makes his decisions. He doesn't even consult with the real experts. And other people have said other things, like it's demoralizing. That one person at the FDA, even who knows the data really well, said that they feel that they're watching a horror show and they can't close their eyes. They're being forced to watch this. If public health wants to restore some credibility, and there's good people in public health, they've been sidelined, the leaders have to have more humility, less absolutism, more answers like we don't know when that's the right answer, and less paternalism. That's the only way we're going to rebuild trust in the medical profession and in public health.
That's Dr. Marty McCarry. Gentleman Jim Dallas is a guy that has not been vaccinated, has no intention of being vaccinated, and has become very vocal about his feelings. What do you make of this? Doctors being muzzled when it comes to toddler COVID-19 vaccines.
You just shake your head. It makes you very angry to hear this, because just anybody who has been following and just getting some information on the jab itself and the benefits, and you weigh that against the negatives associated to it, and there doesn't appear to be a lot of positives associated with the jab, Kevin, because people who take the shot still get it. I thought that was the point. Now, of course, it's a moving bar, and it always has been with COVID. Remember, in the beginning, they said, you get a vaccine, you're not going to get it. And then when people did get it, they denied it. And then after they denied it, they couldn't deny it after a while. And then finally they accepted, well, yeah, you're going to get it, even though you have a series of shots. But just consider, if you didn't get the shot, it prevented a horrific illness. And there is no data to back that up, Kevin, because I had it. I don't have a shot. I'm 60 years old, and I'm still living life. I take my vitamin C and vitamin D3, and by golly, let's greet the day like that. And there's a lot of people out there like that. And doctors, they know the data. Morticians, they know the data. There are morticians in the state of New York which have seen in 1 month, they saw 30 of these dead bodies that came in, and most of them were vaxxed because they all had clogged arteries, and it was all induced by the shot. This is all data that's available out there. So you're not going to put that poison in a toddler, a two-year-old.
Yeah. Six months.
6 months. It's absolutely... I mean, these people should be prosecuted, if you ask me.
Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, more from him coming up later on. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, as we get ready for the weekend, it looks like a lot of people are already in town. If Interstate 15 is any indication right now, through the resort corridor, heavy volumes there. Northbound 15 at Flamingo, southbound 15 at Oakey. Also, do look for a stranded vehicle on the Southern Beltway 215. That's on the right shoulder at Gillespie. Your bumper-to-bumper on Interstate 515 as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area, westbound at Eastern Avenue. They're doing a lot of construction through there, and that will continue for some time. So approach that area with caution.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Serena Williams has decided to compete next month ahead of the U.S. Open. Williams returned to action at Wimbledon after taking a year away from competition, exiting in the first round. Four-time All-Pro offensive tackle Mitchell Schwartz has announced his retirement from the NFL. The 33-year-old did not play last season after he was released by the Kansas City Chiefs in the spring. George Springer of the American League team will not play in next week's All-Star game, opting to rest his right elbow instead. Rangers shortstop Corey Seager will take his spot on the roster. That's the fourth addition to All-Star rosters after Bryce Harper, Yordan Alvarez, and Josh Hader announced they will not play due to injuries or family commitments. They were replaced by Carlos Rodon, J.D. Martinez, and Garrett Cooper. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. It looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Whether you're working from home, an office, or both, Staples has your tech.
A powerful PC that'll help me deliver the perfect presentation.
Staples has your tech.
How about wireless headphones so I'm not tied to my desk?
A second monitor that'll make multitasking manageable?
Staples has you covered with tech solutions and accessories, from the latest laptops to networking solutions. And now, save up to $260 on select PCs. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. N79, in-store only, limit 2 while supplies last.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space.
Let's get some contact with a test 1.
As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, do you need a job? I mean, there are a lot of people that are still out of work. If you're a teacher, I've got 1,500 openings at Clark County School District. And it's not... No, I mean, they're desperate. School begins in a couple of weeks. And I had a chance to visit earlier with Jim Blocky, a former teacher and the author of Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History. And I asked him, school's coming up in just a matter of a couple of weeks. Are the folks at CCSD going to be ready?
Of course not. There's no way. They're never ready because they don't teach. All they do is, you know, they babysit for, you know, 6 hours a day, send them home, and they're not any smarter, not any dumber. But we don't teach the right way. I mean, we don't teach the right things. And, you know, I mean, nothing changes. I mean, except their grades, you know, like, you know, I mean, with this new minimum F.
Yeah, explain what that's all about.
Well, it's a way, it's sort of like, you know, you've heard of fake news. Well, this is fake success. Yeah, if a guy doesn't turn in an assignment and he still gets 50%, I mean, you know what I mean, figuring 60% is a D, so he's got 50% on everything, so all he has to do is pass a couple of, you know, I mean, I was a math teacher, so you figure, you get a D or a C in half of the stuff you do, you don't do the other half, and you're probably going to get yourself a passing grade.
So tell me where this stuff comes from. Is it like a huge success in Rhode Island or Massachusetts or Florida? I mean, is this something that's been tested before we embark on a policy like this?
Well, I mean, okay, it defines success. You know, that's the big thing, is define success. What is success? Is a kid getting smarter? Does he know how to do math better? There's no way that he could possibly know any subject better by only doing half the work, you know, and I mean, just to get 50% for not doing anything, I mean, yeah, it'll appear as successful, but it won't be real success. You know, it's just a matter of how you define success. Yeah, and how long have you and I been talking to each other on the air? About 10 years?
11 years, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I've been saying the same thing over and over and over again. You know what my wife calls me?
I'm afraid to ask.
Jeremiah.
Who?
Jeremiah. Remember the prophet?
Yep.
Yeah, and so that's nice. And I said, well, why do you say that? And she goes, because no one listened to him either.
I love it. I love it. Let me just ask you, though. We have known for a long time that school was going to be beginning in August, and I don't have the exact date in front of me, but whatever the date is when the kids are back in school, I mean, we're talking about a matter of weeks. And now we're being told that we have somewhat like something like 1,500 teacher vacancies. And by the way, I don't know how we cover those vacancies if we just anybody with a degree of some kind from some school. It doesn't have to be teaching or anything like that. Can you talk about how we end up with 1,500 vacancies?
Well, yeah. Would you want to teach? I mean, here's their recruiting message. Yeah, we want you to go to school for 6-7 years. We want you to spend tens of thousands of dollars, and then we'll give you a job. And when you get in there, a kid's going to tell you to go blank themselves and tell you you better get it past them, and you're the one who gets in trouble for them telling you to go blank themselves. And then the principal comes in and says you better pass them. I says that's not a great recruiting tool. You don't, you know, teachers don't quit because of the money. We're pretty smart. We know what the money is. We quit because of the working conditions. You know, it's just like that gentleman who, what was his name, that Victor Jakes was writing about. I can't
Victor
think of
Jakes.
His name right now. Victor Jakes was writing about the guy who quit from John Diggins. He didn't quit because of the finances. He quit because of the working conditions. He quit because his mind would not allow him to teach that way, to pass kids who should not pass. Yeah, you know, and again, it goes back to, you know, elementary school, the first years, and we don't teach the kids the right way how to read. You know, the whole language, the memorization of words, the pictures and the words, that causes dyslexia, that causes ADHD, you know what I mean? It does a lot of problems with the kids, but no one cares. You know, there's been research after research on this proving that this is what's going on, but no one cares because they just want kids to go in, get babysat. The parents sometimes don't even care. A lot of parents don't even care. They just want their kids away from them so they can go to work or they can do whatever. You know, it's a matter of you have to care. It's not easier to teach a kid phonetically. It's not easier to teach math without calculators. It's tough to memorize your multiplication and your addition tables. But that's the only way. That's the only way you learn to think for yourself. And that's just not what our people want to happen right now. Which is why we have the country. That's why we have a bunch of Democrats in there, because if you don't know anybody, if you can't research, you'll actually believe that 81 people voted for Joe Biden.
joining us, Jim Blocky, a former teacher, author of Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History. I got to ask you, though, so how do we recruit right now? What is the messaging we use in the marketing when we go out around the country and look for 1,500 teachers, because we got 1,500 openings?
Well, we use the same tactics everybody else does. We lie to them to try to get them out here. Say it's a great place to, you know, it's a great place to teach. You'll love it, and you know, it'll be really great. But people, you know, when you tell them that teachers, they know how to read, they know how to research it, and they look at what's happening out here with the students. They look at how they get. I mean, the discipline is non-existent, and they see this, and they're not going to come out here. No one wants to teach in this kind of atmosphere. I mean, like I said, if you were able to teach, would you teach out here in the school district?
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a thankless job, and I talk to teachers a lot just out in the community, and one of the things they tell me is, you know, we spend all this time with education, and then the district backslides on raises that were promised and things like that. You know, we got all this money, $500 million in the last legislative session going towards education, and yet it's not any better. Just out of curiosity, as a guy that's been in the trenches, you know where the bones are buried, is it getting any better in the Clark County School District?
Oh, no. I mean, it's just terrible. You know, I mean, I haven't been in it, but I know enough teachers who have been in there, and like, you know, Diggin said, it's terrible. It's getting worse every year. Now, I will say this. There are possibilities. Dr. John Petrick is running for assembly, and I wrote a bill which would get rid of a lot of the subjects that are causing the, you know, there's just too many subjects being taught. You know, I mean, we need to bust out, you know, we need to start focusing on the core academics, and that's what this bill is intended to do, to focus on teaching reading phonetically, you know, to a majority of the kids. You know, I understand that some kids won't be able to handle it, and that's fine. They can go to the look-say method, but it's a majority for the average kid like myself, who is just an average kid. And it'll get rid of that. It'll have math without calculators.
There you have it. This guy knows so much about education. Jim Blocky, good guy, and always good to have him on. Coming up on the program, Sheriff Joe Lombardo responds to a judge, in fact, has called for a district court judge to essentially step down for some anti-cop rants from the bench, in her official capacity. We'll talk about that, and I'll tell you who's who coming up in just a couple minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
So, Chuck, there are so many loan companies out there. How do you pick the right one?
That's easy. What we tell everyone to do is call around first, then come to Dollar Loan Center. Try this. Call any short-term or payday lender. Tell them you want to borrow $500 for 1 week and ask them the total amount you will owe after that week. It's a real simple, straightforward question, and then you can do the math from there.
Well, how much does that cost at Dollar Loan Center?
$19.25. Really, less than $20 in interest to borrow $500 for a week. It's only $2.75 a day with no other fees to borrow $500 at the DLC.
Wow, I'm speechless. And there's no way any of our competitors cost less. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes at over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know you've seen this story. It's been on the news on TV. District Court Judge Erica Ballou and her recent anti-cop rant from the bench. And today, Republican gubernatorial candidate and Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo condemned Erica Ballou's anti-police comments. Quote, this is from Sheriff Joe. In a courtroom incident earlier this week, Judge Erica Ballou espoused anti-police rhetoric from the bench, immediately causing grave concern among members of law enforcement community. He goes on to say, Judge Ballew's comments and courtroom conduct demonstrate bias against law enforcement and stand in complete opposition to a fair and independent judiciary. Today, I'm calling upon Judge Ballew to resign, and I'm also calling upon Governor Sisolak to demand Judge Ballew's resignation. We haven't heard much from the Gov. No. But those are very strong comments, though, from Sheriff Joe. And as a guy that's a sheriff of Metro Police, I mean, the fact is, I mean, he had to come out and say that, because you can't let those kind of comments stand. Very anti-cop, very anti-law enforcement. And from a sitting judge, from the bench. From the bench. That's what's so amazing about this. Coming up, Nancy Pelosi knows that she's in serious trouble. Serious trouble. And when we come back, I'll let you hear Nancy Pelosi, in her own words, essentially talk the talk. I don't think she can walk the walk, but she's going to talk the talk. And we'll let you hear that coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Through the years, Terrible's has created deliberately different programs for our loyal customers, such as Gas for Life, Game Day Giveaway, and many more. And now, Terrible's is excited to introduce the all-new Shop, Spin, and Win game, exclusively on the Terrible's Social House app. Just scan your app reward code while making a qualifying purchase at any participating Terrible's location and shop, spin, and win directly from your phone. Looks like I'm going to see you at Terrible's, right? Terrible's. Deliberately different since 1959.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Demo-rats know they're in serious, serious trouble. I mean, they know it. They can look at the polling. They've got